And so I guess what I'm saying is if Boris doesn't get on here in the next
Oh shit.
Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast episode 632. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here is a guy who looks like he wants to make out with his beer. It's Tyler Dryblatt. You're making eyes at that thing. What does it have?
Get a room, you two.
It doesn't have any. I was just looking. So, all right, okay. You're making
eye contact, and there were like hearts flying out of your head.
What does it have that we don't? No,
that's
Tyler.
That's, I think, the opposite of what's going to happen here. So I don't like to introduce myself first, but because I've been attacked, I have Voodoo Brewing's Lil Vibes session, which is the session version of the one I had 2 weeks ago. And so I was looking at it because I don't remember the one I had 2 weeks ago having such vigorous head, but I don't know. I also didn't like the one last week, so I don't think I'm going to like this one. And I'm not going to like the articles I talk about, because they're dumb. But maybe I'll like what Mike Boris has to say. Hey, Boris.
Oh, hey, sup, guys? Well, I think you're going to like the beer that I brought on the show this week, because it is called Pitmaster Smoked Golden Ale.
This is
a Delwagen Beer Company, which is kind of a... nearish to me. It's a couple towns over, out of Marshfield, Massachusetts. It's an ale brewed in collaboration with Owl's Barbecue, which I don't know about. I guess is a local joint. 5.3% alcohol by volume, and it is pouring out a nice golden color, clear and crisp. Some nice bubbles coming up here. It doesn't smell smoky. Like, this is not a Rauchbier. This is just sort of lightly flavored, I think. Maybe there's a bit of smoke, but if
you can't sell like that, Tyler get too hard, he won't even be able to record anymore.
Oh, shit. Well, he's got his beer over there to keep him company, I guess.
As long as it's 2 or 3 ounces, he can hide that thing.
Oh, it does taste very smoky, though. This is interesting. Yeah, because it does not smell, which I figure it must be much easier to make a beer smell smoky than to taste smoky, and it's kind of wild to me that they can make it taste without smelling smoky. But yeah, it's really got kind of that ashy, stick to your tongue kind of smokiness to it, which kind of isn't my favorite. I kind of wish it smelled smoky and then kind of tasted crisp and clean.
It's but, so fucked up that you're the one that has this, because me and Tyler want it so bad, and you
guys are gonna
appreciating it.
Jump through. Yeah, I'm just getting it all over my shitty taste.
It's like you have Salma Hayek in your lap, and you're like, I don't know, I guess she seems nice. And I'm like, come on.
I don't know. Yeah, we had dinner. I don't know. It was all right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the smell will come out over time as it warms up a bit. But for now, I'm just going to pour this down the fucking drain. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to drink it. It's all right.
Ugh. Well, I'm rooting for you in the smell of Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Okay, so I have, as I said, Voodoo Brewery's Lil Vibe Session West Coast Style IPA. This is 4.3% ABV. It's the little one of the one I had 2 weeks ago, which I didn't like because it says West Coast, but it's definitely hazy. This one also looks very hazy. It had a big foamy head, but that's pretty much gone now. Different size bubbles.
You say last week like you didn't ditch the show 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Three weeks ago. Because you missed two episodes. So 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I was one off instead of two off, so give me a little credit.
Nah.
Sure. I don't know. It smells kind of dank, I guess. Why? It's just not a West Coast style IPA. It's just definitionally not. Let's move on.
Well, that's disappointing, and I don't know if this will be. This is from Supermoon Beer Company, Rye Golden Ale. I have a love-hate relationship with the Golden Ale, and I love rye stuff, but this is only 5% ABV, so I'm prepared to be irritated. Well, the nose is very sweet, which is incorrect. Ugh.
That's how I feel about my beer.
It doesn't even taste bad. I'm just like, go home. You have no part here.
We don't like your kind.
Around these parts, we don't like their kind.
Yeah. As I drink a little more of this, it tastes kind of like wet newspaper and like cloves a little bit, which is weird. I don't think any of that should be in a West Coast style IPA, but
not ideally.
No, not ideally. And
your beer, I don't know if this is just the lighting, but your beer looked really dark for a golden ale.
That might just be the lighting. I'm looking at my right. beer and also my beer on the video.
On the screen. Looks okay. Maybe I'm just a little crazy. And you got a black shirt.
I think I have shitty lighting in here. That's fine.
We gotta glow them up, boys.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Get them one of those ring lights.
OnlyFans aren't donating a bunch of ring cams and whatnot for better lighting of my titties, I guess.
Maybe. Yes. I don't know.
Neither of them have anything to say.
I'm not and donating. All that means is
they don't have any counter arguments for you sending me money to finance my titties. So
light my titties up.
I haven't seen you in person in a number of years. You could have some bodacious bees. I don't know.
Well, it for just $1.99 a week, you can find out.
There's your episode that, stinger right there.
Is that
only
is that
Sam?
Is that I don't even know if that's a good or a bad price for OnlyFans stuff.
I have no idea. I've never browsed.
The thing about Pornhub is that it's all over the internet all the time.
For free, yeah, constantly.
You want to be making at least like $5 a month per user, right? Like you can't have these jamokes in your you're not going to make much if you're getting 99 cents out of them. I don't know.
I mean, these people apparently are making millions, and I don't get it because, as Sam was saying, like, even when I'm not trying to see boobies on the internet, there they are. Like, if I'm just trying to, like, watch something illegally on some website, you know, they're chasing me down like some sort of horror movie villain.
Good point.
Should we all start an OnlyFans and see who can make the first dollar?
I feel like that's got to be like there's got to be bots out there that you just
over
like,
a course of months see how long it takes for one of us to earn a dollar,
a single dollar, one American dollar.
I think that's pretty funny. I like that idea, Samuel. I'm not going to do it, but I like it.
Well, you go ahead and you do that, and you let me know how that goes. Do we want to hear a dispatch from a big fan, or do we need
Hell
to do?
Yeah,
our-
we do. Ooh. No, we don't need to do an article. These articles are bad, and we should feel bad. So let's hear from a fan.
Would you say it's our only fan?
I would, except he will not give me a dollar.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that could have been your avenue.
Yeah. Sorry, Timbo. So he emailed us a few weeks ago, and fucking Tyler has been ghosting the show ever since. Oof. So this is the first time since... This email came in August 24th. This is the first time you've been on the show since it came in. And so he's responding to a lot of stuff we talked about weeks ago. And I got to tell you, a lot of it, I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about. But
sick.
He has strong feelings. So my content is his opinion. Chapter 1, Sobe.
Yeah, for sure.
And he says, Tyler, the Brewsday Tuesday Supporters Trust loves to hear a Sobe shout out. The thick, that's thick with two C's, Rather, cum-coated pina colada flavor was my go-to mixer when I went skiing as a child. Now, Tim, I don't know why you told me that.
Wait, what was he mixing?
He actually told me that, so. That's a good point, Boris.
Yeah, that's a great point, Tyler. And also a great point, Boris. Can you answer his question?
Can I?
Yeah.
I don't know what he was mixing. Probably deliciousness and flavor if he's drinking Sobe Pina Colada, I would guess.
Great, you suck. Chapter 2, Campari. A few weeks ago, you talked about Campari. Tyler, if you yet harbor any love for gin, you have to take Negronis for a spin. I don't think that rhyme was intentional, but it really just kind of locked right in.
It rolled out Negroni. Like a Dr. Seuss poem.
So only a three-ingredient drink shouldn't take so long to get a Negroni.
Campari, a gift from God, is overpriced for what it is. But if you're ever in a position to go on a bender, you're not paying for Negronis or your drinking drink, and Campari and soda is your maintenance drink, and that's the way to go.
Huh.
So says Tim. Should I continue, or should we come back to it?
Well, I do. Boris, do you have any experience with Campari or the Negroni? Because I feel like they're flavored, which is not. Yeah,
I think I was on this show that he's referencing.
Oh, were you?
And I was like,
"That's funny,"
because I kind of think Campari is gross, and I think Aperol is gross, and I think all these like
super we're citrusy talking about bitters, yeah, right.
Like grapefruit bitter citrus line of spirits is gross.
Now I recall,
but I don't think he's coming after me because he doesn't know me, so that's cool.
Right.
If he did know you, he wouldn't come for you if he knows what's good for him.
Doesn't he know it?
Chapter 3, Hazy IPAs versus New England IPA. In your head, zombie. That parenthetical was his. I just was delivering it.
Okay. Yeah,
that's funny.
Is there a distinction between Hazy IPAs and New England IPAs? I was in Western Massachusetts for a few days, and I had two beers labeled as New England IPAs, both far from clear, that were actually pretty good. In my head, the Hazy IPA grew from the New England IPA, but I'm wondering if something got perverted in the national rollout in the style. I think they're synonyms.
So I kind of agree with what Tim is saying. When it first started, I remember New England IPAs, I like them because they were like IPAs, but like kind of leaning more tropical. And there was like a little bit of muddleness in the back, but it was like very like tropical hop forward. And then I feel like it did, like the terminology did kind of change to like Hazy IPA. And then now both New England and Hazy's are kind of the same and are gross. But I do kind of feel like I agree with Tim at the beginning. There was some sort of difference.
And there was a period where the idea of a Vermont IPA was a thing. That was like a month and a half that was a valid descriptor. But it was still the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think now they're all synonyms. But I don't know. I kind of feel like at the beginning there was a difference. I don't know. Boris?
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it. If there's a New England IPA, I expect to get some citrus or peach or mango or like some sort of fruity notes. And if it's a Hazy IPA, I think it's sort of like a square and rectangle. Like, I think a New England IPA is a Hazy IPA, but there's also that breed of Hazy IPA that's just like dank shit, and you take a sip and it's like chewing on weed. And I'm not partial to those. I'm kind of getting over the New England IPA as well, because I think a lot of them are just like too gritty. I don't like all that haze. I like a nice crisp, clean finish. But yeah, there's definitely a spectrum, and I think it's hard to draw a line between what is definitely a Hazy IPA and what is definitely a New England IPA.
Speaking of a clean finish, here's chapter 4 of Tim's email. This is Weeds Day Wednesday. And so he starts with, this is terminology I had to look up. I'm curious if you guys know what this means. Swim, as the youth say. Swim in all caps. Do you know what swim
is? No, I've never heard. I know old timey lingo like swack, which is sealed with a kiss, which is like World War II era, like sexting, basically.
So my understanding is you say swim when you're talking about something you did, but you want to not be legally culpable. So it's someone who isn't me.
Mm.
So if you want to tell a story about something you did, but you don't want to get in trouble for it, you would say swim got so high that he didn't want to let go of that futon because he thought he'd float into space. It's something you could say, Tyler.
Yeah.
This is, so it's like I anal on Reddit when people answer questions and they want to say, I am not a lawyer, but here is my opinion on what you should do.
It's definitely a way to just not get in trouble for shit.
Right.
So, Tim, and now this is something Tim did, and we can say this for certain. Legally speaking, this is stuff Tim did, even though he's saying he did.
Right.
Right? We're on this.
Yes.
So, Tim says, swim, as the youth say, recently started using the Farm Bill compliant hemp products after a decade without THC. The gummies and drinks were definitely THC, but they seemed kind of weak and overpriced. The last time Swim bought some gummies, the clerk threw in a free joint. Did we know that actual weed is just legal in Wisconsin? No.
Did you?
Okay. So all the cannabis that I ingest, I get off the internet, and it's all just edible stuff, because it's like... they'll like give us $80 and we'll send you 70 gummies. It's pretty much the deal I'm working with. Plus the WIMS. We've talked a bit about WIMS, Tyler.
Yes. Yep.
WIMS, very effective, very yucky. They taste so yucky. I'd rather just do a gummy because the gummy also not so yummy, but it gets over with a lot quicker.
What are WIMS?
So WIMS is it's a product that's like, it's these little packets of goop. And the idea is you
just add water high, basically.
Right. It's okay, it's like,
so like it's like a Kool-Aid weed drink.
Exactly. Exactly. And okay. Except Kool-Aid is yummy and WIMS taste yucky, but they do get you very high. Well, I guess it's all relative. I have gotten way higher off of those than my gummies, but I think that's probably more of a factor of just like how strong the gummies are versus how strong the WIMS are.
Probably.
But like, if I'm looking to party, I'm going WIMS.
I have learned with
Sprite, it does not taste quite so yucky. Pro tip.
My problem with the gummies is usually I'm like, hey, it would be a nice time to get high right now, and then I'm like, man, I didn't think about that 2 hours ago, so I didn't pop a weed gummy while I was feeding my kid dinner so that I could be high by the time she's in bed and I can just go be high somewhere.
I've definitely been in the situation of like, all right, let's try and
keep everybody on a schedule here, because gummy's gonna hit here,
like I'm going to drop this gummy, and then we're up against the clock, so I'm going to need you girls to cooperate.
And your jammies! You 90 minutes on the clock.
Your time starts now.
Your time starts now. Is that a Taskmaster reference?
It was. Man, what a good show. Sorry, back to Weedsday Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Swim thought it would be like the gummies, parentheses, weak. So Swim smoked half the joint. Reader, I left the planet. I spent 6 hours naming five things I could see and four things I could touch while falling through space and time. One hit of this somehow...
Wait, I'm sorry. Was this recently? Or was this like prior to...
My man, I do not know why you're asking me. I am not...
You can read the script. You can read the script. You can follow the written word, Samuel.
Motherfucker, he didn't say.
Okay, fine.
Well, he might not know because it's someone who isn't him.
But you said last time swim something. So was it? So logically, like was this the most recent time or the time before the most recent time, based on what is written down?
So the last time Swim bought some gummies, the clerk threw in a free joint. Next paragraph. Swim thought it would be like the gummies. Weak. So Swim smoked half the joint. So seemingly recent, but we don't know it.
Quite
the timeline.
That's all right. I'll accept that. Thank you.
Left the planet, yada, yada, yada. One hit of the somehow legal THCA seems to be the appropriate dose, which leaves one question. Was the weed available to us in high school entirely stems and seeds? I don't know about this because I didn't get, like, I did my first weed experience in college, but I've done a lot more like processed cannabis stuff since post-college. Tyler, I think of you as the weed guy. Well, I think of Zach as the weed guy, and you're kind of his like rambunctious sidekick.
Weed boy.
I didn't smoke weed until senior year of college. So I'm not like necessarily the person on weed in like the early 2000s. But I do know that with things being like at least semi-ish legal, they've been able to like do more like, you know, focus growing, like how they made corn better, you know? And so weed has gotten more potent. That is definitely true. I don't know over what time span. My guess is that someone who isn't Tim, so Swit, maybe, probably just has an extremely low tolerance.
Mm.
Yeah, suck it, not Tim. Tim, no, whatever friend of yours you're talking about here, we don't know who they possibly could be. Definitely not you. They're a bitch.
That's not what I'm saying. It just sounds like someone who isn't him hasn't ingested cannabis in a while, so the tolerance is probably super low, and they just got blasted.
It's wild to me that I did a weed before you did a weed, because I definitely tried to smoke a joint with Dempy under a bridge while it was raining, and I don't think I got anything in, because I think I'm pretty bad at smoking. Like, it's kind of a two-step thing where you, like, you gotta suck it into your mouth and then suck it into your lungs. And I've always been bad at that, which is why I've had more success with gummies. Yeah. But I did smoke that joint with him.
That's hilarious.
And he's probably a state senator by now. I don't know, man.
Ben Dempy? God, I hope not.
The thing is, Dempy's a dipshit. Well, Tyler's gone, so I'll just tell you about Dempy. Dempy's a dipshit.
Cutting him off.
But I think that he would have good policy. Like, a lot of pro-worker stuff, good environmental policy. It just so happens to be that this boy is his dipshit.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll take that. I don't have to like them all, you know? I don't have to be friends with them.
I am friends with him. I like him. I haven't talked to him in like 12 years, but he's a good guy.
That's true.
I guess the last thing here from Tim is tell Barley and Citra that we missed them. It was lovely to have them because Tim is half of my dog sitting duo, which is why there's some pics of the pups in the chat.
Oh.
I love these fucking dogs.
Being adorable.
Well, thanks. I don't know how long it'll be. Tim. Yeah, thanks, Tim. You're my content. I don't know when, if at all, Tyler's going to come back. Should we do an article, or do you want to do your shit?
Let's do an article. I got to think of some shit.
Okay. Let's start with... from Fox News, oh boy,
ooh.
I gotta go incognito on it.
Incognito?
He's back.
Yeah, my internet is struggling. It's stormy out here. Let's do, I don't know, one of the stupid articles we have from foxnews.com. Gen Z breaks traditional beer rules with new ice-cold trend that some call refreshing. I do love that turn of phrase, like that some say, or that some call, or that some think. Yeah, some of it do. People are saying it. I don't know what people. Right. Some are. So stupid.
It's the same as the this thing may cause autism. Well, no, it doesn't. Yeah. If you had any evidence, you would say there's evidence it causes autism. You it's just want to yell about something, you fucking bitch. I will kill you.
Oh,
my first thought here is like, oh, well, they're putting beer up their ass, right? That's the that fits the definition of this headline.
That's pretty funny. Do you think that would be refreshing? They're putting it up their butt,
and some are calling it refreshing. You only need one guy to call it refreshing, and then
that's true.
We're in the clear,
you're right? No, this is about putting ice in your beer. Apparently, this is a big Gen Z thing. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Now, you're pretty much typically told not to do that because it waters down your beer. Yeah.
But if your salary is so poor because of the terrible economy that you had no hand in shaping... If your resort is, what if I water down my drinks so I can enjoy them for a little bit longer, I would say, yeah, man, that seems like a good idea.
I guess my feeling is, I don't give a shit either way. Like, I'm not going to put ice in my beer, but if you want to, knock yourself fucking out. Like, what do I care?
No, I'm definitely not doing it. I want to project support for their thing that I'm not doing. There's so much like generation versus generation online discourse that makes me so mad, because anytime you treat one generation as a monolith, you're a fool, unless you're talking about boomers, in which case fuck those guys.
Yeah, absolute garbage.
And so this feels like it's bait. It feels like it's bait for us to tell Gen Z that they're dipshits. Are you saying
something from Fox News is bait?
I know. I'm trying to shine the light on it, all right?
Yeah.
They want us to hate them, and I'm going to say, I don't hate them. I don't hate this thing they're doing. I wish them the best, but also I'm not going to do it because it sounds kind of yucky.
Just like a chelada to me. Like, go ahead, put whatever you want in that beer. I'm not going to do it. But if you want to chelot it up, go for it.
And we're not going to give you shit about it.
Right.
Let's kill Ronald Reagan again. And like, that's where we need to be right now, is ganging up on Ronald Reagan's ghost, because he's not dead enough.
It is very funny that there doesn't seem to be anything in the article that says it's Gen Z doing it, except that it's like popular on TikTok, I guess. And so they're just sort of like, well, it must be Gen Z.
Well, because it's Fox News, and because they're trying to make us fight each other so that we don't notice the Ronald Reagan's ghost stealing all of our money directly out of a bank.
Just siphoning it with a big straw, drinking our milkshake.
I did think it's funny that in the article it was like, some people say this originated in Thailand, and I did not ever run into this in Thailand. Not that I was everywhere, but not once did
it does
my time there.
It does sound like a thing I would do in an act of desperation if I was in a really hot place with poor refrigeration.
Yeah.
And they were like, all we got is warm beer. I might be like, you know what, throw some ice in it. But truly, truly desperate times. This does remind me of a story I can tell you guys that I don't know if I've shared on the show, maybe. I was in Florida one time, many moons ago, probably about 3 years ago. And some friends and I were just going to Florida. We get there and it was like kind of miserable. Like our flight got delayed like 3 hours and it was late and we were hot and hungry, and we found this place near our house we were staying at that just said like coldest beer in Florida, and we were like, hell yeah, stop the car. And so we pile in and we got a pitcher of Yingling and
with dry ice in it.
They show up and it is they got frosted mugs and they give us the pitcher, and it has a Ziploc baggie full of ice floating in the beer. And you know what? I gotta say, it was the coldest beer I've ever had. It was so fucking cold. And even they, in Florida, were not stupid enough to put ice in their beer. In conclusion, I guess.
It's really funny.
But I was just not prepared for, like, a sandwich bag of ice just floating in there, just raw dogging it.
I really like that idea. I think it's clever, but, like...
Modern problems require modern solutions.
But it's just, like... Is there like a little bit of peanut butter and jelly still in there from like when you took right? lunch? Like,
are you changing this bag out between every pitcher? Because I'm not
absolutely not, dude. You're the 30th hand to touch that bag.
Yeah, this was an absolute like dive bar place too. So it definitely, I wouldn't be shocked. But you know what? It was fine. It was a nice cold beer. Funny. It did the job. And it was pretty good.
Pretty funny. Oh, boy.
So anyways, you can put ice in a bag and then put that in your beer if you're tempted to try this trend, I guess.
Could do all sorts of things. If my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bike. You guys have seen that, right? That if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bike.
I have not. No. I thought you were just went insane for a minute.
No. It's a clip from, I don't know, like some show in the UK. There's an Italian chef and he's going over how to make like some kind of, you know, very Italian pasta. And one of the British people is like, yeah, if you just like threw some ham and peas in there, you know, it'd be like whatever. And he is just outraged that you would suggest doing this to an Italian dish. It's a very funny clip.
Mm.
I know I am laughing.
Okay. Cool.
What have you been up to, Boris?
Yeah.
Fuck, I was supposed to think of something I've been up to.
It's been like 8 weeks since you've been on the show.
I went back to court, if you guys want to talk about that.
Yeah, that sounds way better than whatever the shit I've been doing.
It wasn't that much fun, to be honest with you. So this is for the Sam. You checked out. You're not interested. I'm bringing you hot 10, and you're like, eh.
I don't get to talk to Boris that much. I was looking forward to hearing what he's been up to.
Fuck his whole ass. Fuck me. You know what?
Fuck Boris? You, indeed, sir.
Go ahead, Boris.
No, Tyler's content is going to be way better.
No, we can do Tyler's content. I just want to make sure. And now, Tyler, it feels to you like I'm being mean to you. I'm not. I'm mad at Boris.
Oh.
You should be mad saying, at me. This is what I've been up to. I'm Boris. But instead, we're going to hear about Tyler's dumb shit. What do you got, Dip?
Well, you know, I caught the second perv in the park. And so had to go back to court. And it went exactly like the first time, like Groundhog Day. I almost got out at the same time. He used like the same attempted argument. I saw the same like prosecutor people.
Oops, I dropped my wiener and then I had to put it back in my pants. And you were like, wait, then why are you vigorously masturbating? And he was like, wow, that's a really good point.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I had to like go to the, like, I have like a, some sort of like issue that makes me have to like go to the bathroom and I couldn't make it to the bathroom. And I was like, well, his wiener was defying gravity. And that
bro, was it the same defense attorney? Because it's the exact same nonsense defense.
I'm telling you. It was like Groundhog Day. And, but, like, the lady even recognized me. Like, the prosecutor lady. And I was like, that's probably not good. I don't want to get associated with that.
You don't want to be the guy who's always...
He's ironclad. He loves watching dudes jerk off.
Yeah. He certainly knows the difference between peeing and jerking off.
He's something of an expert on the idea of masturbation.
Yeah. No, but at the end I was like, all right, hopefully I never see you again. She was like, yeah. Which I thought was funny. But eventually he pled guilty and he got the same punishment, $500 fine, banned from all the state parks properties. I mean, truly, I got out like I think 15 minutes earlier on this one than the other one, but it was really like,
we're going to get them banned one at a time.
That's right. One at a time.
And they're getting faster each time too. Perfect.
That's true. That's right.
It's such a shame. I already did my content. Cause just yesterday I had jury duty. But in the past, you see.
Yeah, I see.
Why don't you tell us what happened at jury duty?
Well, he did his content already, so he can't.
He talked, so maybe I'll talk next week about the things that happened in the past.
Yeah.
In the past,
yeah. I do want, like, is it like 3 or 5 and I get a punch card? Like, I catch 10 guys and get out of jail free thing? Or what's the reward system they got?
I think it should be inch-based. So, like... So you have like a Subway card. Yeah. If they punch 12 inches worth of public masturbation.
Calm down.
Okay. You don't like my idea? You could just say you don't like my idea.
No. I'm just saying like you're starting with a 12 inch masturbator. Like, be real. Come on.
No, I'm saying cumulatively.
Oh, like, cumulatively. I see.
I don't know how hung these dudes were. We're probably at, 4 or 5 inches at this point? So you're going to need to catch three more masturbators to get a foot-long meatball sub.
So 5.
Weirdly, it must be a meatball sub. They will not allow it to be any other type of sub.
That sounds fair, honestly. 5 for a foot-long? That sounds fair.
Was that... So now I'm thinking back to that promotion, $5 footlong. Was it saying $5 footlong, or was it saying 5 masturbators for a foot long?
I think it was
one of the two, I think.
5 jacker foot long.
It was a Crime Stoppers thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just all imagined that it was a Subway ad.
Yes. And then
stuff can be two things.
After I did my virtuous thing where I look like a Captain Cool guy, I then immediately went out and got a whole bunch of chigger bites. So now I look like I have the plague.
Yucky.
Yes.
How'd you manage that?
A lot of calamine lotion. This is the second time I've gotten chigger bites. They're horrible.
Is this a thing you get traipsing through a field? How do I avoid this in my day-to-day life, Ranger Tyler?
Yeah. They like to. So chiggers are mites, small mites that hang out on the tips of blades of grass, and then they get onto you. Going through like longer grass is a good way to get them. And I didn't think I did recently, but I must have brushed up against something because my ankle is fucked up.
Lucky for me, I don't touch grass, as the Gen Z says.
Yeah.
And now, how does Becca feel about this? Where she's just like, every now and then you bring in an infestation that will bite her whole ass while it's biting your whole ass.
No. It never gets onto her. It's always me. Once a summer, I either get like a rash or like an infestation of bugs or something. But she's free and clear.
And she just makes you sleep in the yard, I guess, until you're clean.
It just, hoses me off and scrubs me with one of those, like, radiation brushes. Yeah. Throws a bunch of delousing powder in my eyes.
And you can describe your roleplay as much as you want.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to describe our next article, I think.
Okay. Sounds good.
God, they're all so boring. I guess from craftbrewingbusiness.com, Maine Beer Co. owner announces candidacy for U.S. Senate. Yeah. So, has anybody heard of Maine Beer Company? I feel like we must have had one on the show, but for the life of me, I don't recall.
They distribute around New England. They have a beer called Lunch that is an IPA that's pretty good, and it's one of those, like, you see it in enough places and you know it's pretty good, so I get it occasionally. just a nice hoppy IPA. This is funny because the kind of local scene has been blown up with this guy's competitor, who is the oyster farmer mentioned in this article, just because he's like a progressive dude who seems pretty cool. And I don't know what this main beer guy is all about, but this oyster farmer guy is pretty sick.
Where's the That's oyster? I didn't even see anything about that.
I think I Googled something. I Googled it to make sure that there was the same race. And sorry, so this guy's running Boris, against a couple of people.
Boris is just shilling for the oyster guy. Big oyster. Yeah,
I'm out here for big O, as we call it.
wait, are they running against Susan Collins? Because Susan Collins sucks.
Well, yes. Yeah, obviously. So there's, yeah. It's a very crowded field at the moment. And so there's this guy.
Yeah.
Kleben, Dan Kleben.
Let's go run the owner. And split that vote.
Yeah, exactly. Good idea, everybody. I mean, that's why she's been in the Senate for like 50 years. And everybody is always like, don't worry, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski will be the votes of conscience. And they never are. Not one.
They're like, we feel really bad that this sucks. We voted for Justin Gaethje because we suck too.
Yeah, just wiping their tears away with $100 bills.
Yeah. So there's a guy named Graham Plattner who's also running in this race, who is an oyster farmer, who is pretty sick. If you wanna watch some cool videos or something, I don't know. But we can talk about this guy. I don't know anything about this guy. I know his brewery is okay.
All right, that's rad.
Kind of, it's a little, I will say, it's a little pretentious to just start a brewery and name it like your state beer company. And, you know, there's a lot of breweries in Maine. There's a lot of pretty good breweries in Maine.
Somebody should have gotten on it first. I don't know.
Well, Boris, you know that right here in Verona is Wisconsin Brewing Company because they were one of your sponsors when you played rugby out here.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Checkmate, madam.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got me. If they're going to give me money, I'll take it. Man, I forgot about that. That's funny, because they weren't even, like, that big, right? They were just sort of, like...
No, not big at all. Last time I was there, some random four-year-old attacked my random two-year-old with a stick, and I got really pissed off about it, and we haven't been back since.
Oh, what do you do in that kind of
situation, Sam? No, let's talk about. I want to talk about this. This is more interesting.
I think we probably talked about it at the time, but mostly I was trying to figure out who the fuck the parents were, so it could be like, "Hey, do something about this," and they were just not interested in parenting. So we left.
Hold on. But you saw like a kid like hit your kid with a stick, right?
Not hit my kid with a stick. Run around. Swinging it wildly, nearly hitting my kid many times.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Which is a little different, but like enough to be like, hey, motherfuckers, where are you at? And where they were at were not interested in parenting.
It's just weird. I didn't realize your middle name was Karen. That's all. It's just odd to me.
All right.
I'm going to kill your whole asshole.
I love giving Sam shit about his parenting choices. It makes him so mad. So mad.
And in my defense, it only makes me so mad because I have so much self-doubt about it because I don't think I'm doing a good job. Oh no.
Well, look, at worst, you'll fuck up the lives of three individuals, and that's all.
Three innocent children. No, I just, Boris, and we'll get to you in a second, I promise. But okay. I just like, it's so, because like, I have no business giving him parenting advice. He has three kids. I have zero. And I'm just like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. And you can just see the vein in his forehead start to go. It's so good.
Tyler, it's just so hard. What you have to understand is it's so hard.
That is, yes, that is like a thing that like non-parent friends would be like, oh, just bring the baby. And you gotta, you're just like, whoa, buddy, just bring the baby. Yeah. So you're gonna pack skydiving with bring the 3 pounds
of gear that I need to bring my baby to your thing that they'll hate.
So here's the thing. So I was at a brewery just before this local one. We got dinner and some beers there with a friend who just moved back to the state after being out for a couple years, and they have a like kid who's roughly, you know, within a year of Ellie, so it was fun to see them hang out and not really play with each other because they're too young for that right now. But
parallel play, they call it.
That's right. And this place is kind of notorious for having, it's a brewery that has a lot of kids at it. They're parent friendly. And so these people were outside like throwing a football around. This kid was like 5 and we're like walking around with our babies. And this 5-year-old runs up to us with a football and just looks at us and is like, "You have to be careful because my dad, when he throws the ball, makes a lot of mistakes." And we're like, "Oh, okay. All right." And his dad's like right there, and we like chuckle with his dad.
And you look over, and it's Patrick Mahomes.
And it's no, it's whatever shithead is starting for the Patriots these days.
Couldn't tell you.
And so then the kid goes, "Watch how high I can kick this football." And my friend and I are like holding our kid's hand. We're just like, "Okay, kid, whatever, like kick your football." And he picks it up and kicks it. And then he goes, "Okay, now watch me kick it again." And then he kicks it again. And then his brother comes over and is like, "No, watch how high I can kick the foot." And after a while, I'm like looking at his dad like, "Buddy, come on. Like, I'm not here for this one. I'm here for this one. Like, get your ass in here."
I think that there's a type of parent that thinks their kid is so charming that you're entertained by them because they're so funny and cute. And it's like, yeah. Nah, dog, you think they're funny and cute because you're their dad. And like, that's awesome for you, but it's not awesome for me. Get your kid out of my face.
This is not an extreme example, but I think Sam probably knows what I'm talking about, where random kids will just run up to you and be like, you find yourself entertaining them for longer than you think you should have to. Cause I'll always just be like, "Sure, kid, kick the football, whatever." But after a while you're like, all right, like where's your adult? And if their adult is not like right there, I'm like, man, someone's got to come get this kid.
I do get to a point sometimes in those interactions where I'm like, okay, you got to find your parent or some interested third party is going to think that I'm a pervert trying to pick you up. Like, right? You're engaging with me. Like, go away so I don't get in trouble.
Especially if you don't have your kid there to like shield you in a way. It's like,
because she's on the swings like 5 feet away from me, but you can't tell.
Right.
I enjoy that I've never had this experience. That's good for me.
Yeah, man, it's not great.
There you go. Enjoy the benefits.
If kids come up to me, if kids just run up to me at the park, I'm like, "Oh, you're lost. We got to get you somewhere else." You know,
you always say, someone else's problem.
You know what'll help you feel better? And then you punch him in the throat as hard as you can and run away.
No, I say, "Did anybody tell you that there's a whole bunch of ice cream at the bottom of that lake?"
No, you say, "Watch out, kid. There are masturbators at this park." Plural.
I guess that's true, huh? I guess.
And then they see your cape billowing behind you that you earn from turning on like, in all those masturbators.
"Gee, mister, thanks for helping me out.
I don't know what a masturbator is, but I'm sure glad there's none around here." Good thinking, kid.
Yeah. This has gone on long enough, right?
Speaking of masturbators, Boris, what did you think of your beer?
Oh, boy, I don't know, man. It still doesn't smell smoky, and it's over time tasting less smoky. I think it just kind of has a weird finish, and that's about all the smokiness I'm getting out of this. So I'm going to go in with a heavy disappoint. I had Pitmaster Smoked Golden Ale, Stellwagen Brewery, combo with Owl's Barbecue, 5.3%. I don't know, man. I don't love this beer. I'm going to give it a 3, I think, because it just, like, at the end of the day, it's not terrible. Like, I'm going to finish it. It's drinkable. It's just not what it says. It's not that smoky. Not a particularly good ale. I think they just kind of like swung and missed here. They made a regular ale worse than a regular ale. And
I would love to try that.
That's the cold hard truth.
I'd be extremely curious to put that in my mouth.
Recommend it to Tyler because he's extremely curious to put it in his mouth. The end.
I had Supermoon Beer Company's Rye Golden Ale, and I give it the same everything as Boris said, other than the recommendation to Tyler, because Tyler, I don't really know that you like it. This is just like, it's boring as shit, and I don't know why it's here, like in the world.
Yeah.
You said a 3, right, Boris?
That's what I gave mine, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a 3 here, too. It's just like, I don't know. Right. It's fine, but who cares? Like, don't bother making this.
You know what, guys? I think we're going to join you. I had Voodoo Brewing Company's Lil Vibe Session West Coast Style IPA 4.3%. And it's just not a West Coast Style IPA. Like, it's a bald-faced lie to put that on the can. It looks hazy. It tastes like hazy and dank and muddled. It's, I don't know why they would say this. I don't particularly like the taste. I don't like that it lied to me. So it gets a 3 and recommended to nobody.
Oof.
Man, what a fucking disappointing episode. Plus, also, yeah. None of the beers were that good.
I get it.
Woof.
Sam, do you know what
ma'am.
Okay, cool. Super. Well, Boris, good luck not getting trapped in conversations with children.
All right, thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
Yes, Sam, I will see you next week.
And, unless I'm still in jury duty, which I don't think is how that works.
You can't quite remember what they told you, but you might?
Quite foggy at the moment, but I think it'll come tomorrow.
I believe it will. Listener, if you want to tell us your favorite Sobe flavor, you can email us at brewstaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at Brewstay Tuesday, or you can, at Brews Tuesday. Wait, what? Fuck, you can comment us. You know how. You've been watching this for long enough. Goodbye.
You dumb asshole.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. Do we know what the dress code is for jury duty or nah?
Dress
code? We talking like khakis and a button down or?
That'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Seems sufficient, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a possibility that if I rolled in and like gym shorts and a hoodie and nothing else, that they'd be like, get this guy out of here, he's a weird sex pervert, and I would
not pick him.
Well, what do you mean nothing else? Like, you're not wearing like shoes?
Yeah.
They might have a problem with that.
Hoodie is
under your hoodie.
Zip down the middle, just like,
yeah, chest hair out.
You've seen my chest hair. It's not ideal.
So serve as a shirt. Legally, that's a shirt in 39 states.
It's a fine line to walk, because if you like try to get yourself kicked out, I think they can hold you in contempt for like not doing your civic duty. So you gotta like, and that's just coming off as like a put on. I think you gotta do something like legitimately crazy. Like, you should have started like 2 weeks ago, just like not blowing your nose, you know, so you're just like mad nasty and stuff.
Well, all of my children at all times have illnesses, so maybe I'll just have them sneeze into my mouth, and I'll just
leave. That's a good idea. I think that's a good idea.
Take the cocktail straight from the source.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we have a good next steps. I'll check in with you guys next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See you guys.